USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump did condemn white supremacists during the debate last night. That's according to a campaign official. Hogan Gidley telling CNN's New Day that at least on three occasions, the president condemned white supremacy by name on multiple occasions. Former FBI Director James Comey is testifying before a Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Comey telling the committee when he spoke to President Obama or Vice President Biden about the investigation.
I don't remember any discussion. I remember sometime in the summer of 2016, I think August, during a meeting in the Situation Room, I told the president that the FBI was endeavoring to understand whether any Americans were working or associated with the Russian effort to attack the election. I didn't talk about any names, but I believe I alerted him to the general nature of the work.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is touring Ohio and Pennsylvania via train on Wednesday. He's making several campaign stops along the way. President Trump is holding a rally in Minnesota at 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight regarding the presidential debate that took place on Tuesday. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tells ABC News what both candidates need to do moving forward.
The president came out much too hot in that regard, too aggressive in the debate, and that Joe Biden came out in a way that concerned me as well. Because there were numerous times during that debate where he drifted off in mid-sentence, where he got numbers wrong.
Chicago is launching a comprehensive plan to reduce violence in the city over the next 3 years. Mayor Lori Lightfoot revealing on Tuesday the Our City, Our Safety plan. The plan was revealed after more than 3,000 people have been killed and more than 12,000 have been shot in Chicago since 2016. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Americans across the country are taking advantage of early voting and mail-in ballots. Minnesota and Virginia seeing record numbers of people requesting absentee ballots. The majority of time voting absentee is fine, but this year with the numbers, we could expect to see some problems. Matt Wheel is with the Bipartisan Policy Center.
About half of the problems tend to be with the voter signature or the signature of a witness. If the earlier states are able to process the ballot and to do signature matching and verification, the more time they'll have to get back to those voters who may have made an error.
Wemder Underhill is with the National Conference of State Legislators. She tells Fox News a lot of these issues could have been avoided.
It's also quite tricky right before an election to shift the way people are going to vote or the way ballots are going to be handled.
The number of COVID cases and hospitalizations is at record highs in Wisconsin.
The rise in cases, particularly as the increased transmission affects larger populations, is likely to result in an increased number of deaths. We are in a crisis right now.
Wisconsin State Epidemiologist Dr. Ryan Westengard. Governor Tony Evers, Democrat, believes too many people are ignoring his statewide mask mandate and not social distancing. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.